96.1 KLPX. So Jack Russell's Great White just released a brand new album. He saw it coming, and I do have Jack Russell on the phone with me. Now, for anyone who hasn't heard your new album, which is phenomenal, by the way, how would you describe He Saw It Coming in relation to the sound of your previous work?
If I had to, you know, pigeonhole it or categorize it, I would say it's like retro-modern. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And as far as being different, well, you know, let's say you're baking a cake, right?
Yeah.
And me and Mark were two ingredients. Now the ingredients have changed in the cake. Now it's me and Robbie are the ingredients. And so you're going to get a different tasting cake, you know what I mean? And I think this cake tastes a lot better than the cakes I've made before. Not that they were bad, you know, the albums or the songs. I just think, you know, that it's a natural progression. And Robbie and I, there's just some magic there. I don't know other way to explain it. And our reviews have been spectacular, like I've never had before. And so I'm just happy that people are getting the record and they're appreciating and they're loving the music, because that's why I make it.
And Robbie Lochner is from Tucson, which is awesome because a lot of people are so excited for you guys to come back and perform this new album here in town. And you said you guys are, you know, a team on this album. So tell me, what exactly did Robbie contribute to the album? Did he do all of the melodies and you did all the lyrics, or go into that?
No, it was this for me was the most collaborative effort that I've ever done. I usually don't let people work on lyrics. It's like no, or melodies. He gets where I'm coming from. So a lot of times I'll come up with the music, you know, and the melody and the lyrics. Or he'll come up with the music and I'll come up with the melody and we'll both work on the lyrics. Or, you know, he'll come up with something. It's if there are names around it, that means we collaborate. And it's not necessarily he just wrote the music and I wrote the lyrics or the melody. Generally, I write the melodies, but there's sometimes where he comes up with some stuff. And he's a very good lyricist.
Yes.
You know, we really feed off each other.
Where did you get the inspiration for the lyrics?
You know, everything in life, everything I see and do and touch and have been through becomes part of my music. It's really cathartic and very therapeutic for me. It's like, for me, it's like going to a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And you know, I just tell the whole world instead of one person. And some of the songs were, you know, like the old, there's one song called Spy versus Spy, which is obviously not biographical. I'm not a spy, or at least if I was, I couldn't tell you anyway. That was actually inspired by the old Mag magazine. And the rest of it, you know, is from experience. I mean, things I've been through. Sign of Times, for example, I was sitting in an airport and looking around and just noticing that everybody has some kind of gadget in their hand. And I'm going, God, is this we've come? We're now a society that doesn't even speak to one another. We just text.
Yeah.
You know? It's
bizarre.
I was the only one that didn't have a cell phone in my hand, including my band.
Does that mean that are you on Facebook a lot? I take it you're not, since you're not into having your cell phone with you at all times, right?
Well, you know, I go on Facebook every once in a while and to answer people. Sometimes I have people that do it for me. But if there's like a really important question or something that, you know, requires my attention, you know, I'll take care of it.
Tell me another story from the album that you featured through a song that you had on the album.
Okay, let's see. Well, the title track is about my experience as a child when I had this, I don't know, vision or whatever it was. 6 years old, I put on the Beatles Help album my parents had got me for my birthday. And all of a sudden, I just had this overwhelming experience. It was very spiritual. And I knew what my destiny was. It was like, okay, I know I'm going to be a musician. I know I'm going to be famous. And it was really strange. It was a lot for a six-year-old to even ingest. Then the song starts. And it starts from where I'm at now in my life, or where I was when I came back.
Yeah.
You know, you say my time is over. You look at me and shake your head. You say, I've had my day. You can't believe that I'm not dead. I've fallen down a thousand times I've risen. You've watched me agonize in pain, but still I stand and deliver. So that's, you know, basically my story, you know.
But was there ever a point in your life where you thought, you know what, I'm just done. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to pursue this career anymore. Was there ever that point?
You know what? Yeah, there was. When I had my colon burst,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the hospital for 3.5 months. because my wound dehisced, and I was in a coma for 5 days with sepsis,
yeah.
You know, and I almost died to the point where they had told my wife to you better start getting these affairs together because you don't think you're going to come out of this. I did, of course, and we had this conversation.
Yeah.
But after that point, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even feed myself. I weighed 137 pounds, and I had a colostomy bag, and I'm going like, you know, how am I ever going to come back from this? I mean, my wife, God bless her, she's a nurse, and she would just literally make me go to physical therapy. You know, I mean, you got to go. You got to, come on, Jack, you got to go. And she put me in the car, and, you know, so eventually I learned how to walk again. But there was that period where I'm going, it was so painful. I'm like, you know what, I just feel like just giving it up. If I would have done that, you know, I would have hated myself because this is what I'm supposed to do.
A few nights back, you were performing a song at the Whiskey A Go Go with Don Dokken on stage with you. Tell me the role he played on the album.
On this album, nothing. You know, Don was not involved in this record, but he's always been there as a friend. Every time I've ever needed him for something, you know, like, but I mean, he's always been like, he produced our first EP. He helped produce our first album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always been in my life, and say what people will about him, you know, I call him dad, he calls me son. That's how close we are, you know.
Do you have any big plans for a tour this year? And if so, are you coming to Tucson soon?
Oh, we have to come to Tucson anyway. You know, I mean, not that I wouldn't come there, but I mean, I love Tucson. Plus, Robbie's from there, so, you know, it's a get-go that we're to come to Tucson.
And how much of the new stuff will you play on tour? Will it be like 50%? Of the new stuff or the whole album?
No, not at all. I mean, there's nothing worse, I think, than a band that comes out with a new record and just bombards everybody with all new stuff. And I'm like, what about all the songs you grew up with?
But this new album is so great. You should do the whole album and the songs you grew up with.
I would love to do that. You know, it's just not really fair to the audience, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, we have 3 songs in the set,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. We tried them out for the first time at the Whiskey, and I was amazed at the response. You know, usually you play something new and then you hear crickets chirping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But they were really responsive, and so I'm hoping we get that, you know, everywhere else. But.
Oh, you'll get that for sure. No doubt about it. Because your album is getting so much press out there, have you heard anything from your former bandmates about your album? I'm sure you guys still have a few mutual friends. Have they been talking about it?
No, I haven't heard anything, and I don't solicit anyone from it, you know.
And
I know what they'd be saying, you know. I already know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wouldn't be complimentary. It's just because there's so much animosity, you know.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, you know. I miss Mark Kendall very, very much. And we started this thing together back when I was 17 years old.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, and spent the majority of our lives together.
Mm-hmm.
And for it to end like it did, you know, it was really, really sad and painful, you know. And I admit it was my fault, you know, getting all messed up and canceling tours because I was drunk and falling down. Oh, it broke something else. Tours canceled.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame them. So, you know, I just wish them the best.
Because of what you just said, even though this year marks the 30th anniversary of...
It's been, yeah.
I take it that you probably will not be contacting them about that or doing anything special for it.
I could never even get a hold of them. I wanted to get a hold of Mark at one point and tell him about some money that was owed to us. I mean, a lot. He wouldn't even take my call.
Oh.
So it's like, well, you know, hopefully you'll find out someday. I mean, if somebody won't pick up your call for, you know, money, it's like they must really not like you, you know?
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that because you're a great
guy,
me too. You know?
I mean, we were really, really dear friends for the longest time. It was like, if you saw one, there was the other. It would be nice one day if we could pass things up and break bread together, but, you know, that's going to be on him. You know, my door is always open.
Since you've been through so much in your life, have you thought about writing an autobiography?
Actually, yeah. I've been writing it. It's just finding the right person to write with. I've tried a couple different people, and the publisher's like, we don't like the way he writes. It's archaic. But, I mean, the book would be amazing. I want to call it Dancing on the Edge, but I should call it, You're Not Going to Believe Any of This.
So can we expect it, would you say, in the next 2 years or 3 years?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm planning before that.
You know,
I mean,
good.
If I got to put it out myself and you know, make copies of Xerox and, you know, it's going to come out.
Thank you so much, Jack, for being on the show today. We look forward to you coming out to Tucson.
As do I.
When will we hear a tour announcement? Would you say in a few weeks or when can we expect that?
We're just adding dates as we go. I'm talking to a few people about, you know, we're talking about touring together. I'm not going to say who right now. Close friends of mine. And, you know, if that happens, great. It doesn't matter. We're still going to be playing as much as we can. Our agency's just getting the ball rolling right now. You know, wherever the roads lead, you know, I've always believed that, you know, like John Lennon said, there's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. I just know that, well, I believe that we have a really good vehicle in the record.
You know, yeah.
I'm really proud of it. I really am. More proud than anything I've ever done.
And it's one to pick up. Jack Russell's Great White with He Saw It Coming. Thank you so much, Jack, for being on the program today. And when they announce their show in Tucson, you better get your tickets because you are going to love their show.